Sam, always good. Be safe out there, okay?
Thanks for having me, sir. Have a good weekend.
There you go. Sam Peters running in CD4 on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. And I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America, a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the show, this is one of those days when I'm a little on edge. Because we got all kinds of stuff going on relative to the NCAA tournament, March Madness, the teams that lost last night and yesterday surprised a lot of people, and I know more people that had their that they had their bracket totally blown up. They were absolutely certain that the Zags, that Gonzaga was going to end up being in the Final Four. They're not. They're not even close. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on 2:32 as we check out our conditions on area freeways with our traffic cams here in the studio. Slow flows on the 15 right now, south at Oakey, north at Charleston. Remember, the Interstate 15 freeway off-ramps are closed at D Street both directions due to some police activity in that area. Also, congestion US 95 eastbound, that's at Southern Rancho. Moderate flows on the Beltway, 215 east at Gillespie, westbound at Gibson. And look out for those survey workers out there on Blue Diamond Road. They're going to be in the middle of the road there, both directions between Fort Apache and US 95 on Blue Diamond.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Vegas Golden Knights get a win against the Nashville Predators yesterday, 6-1, but it comes at a cost. Forward Brett Howden wheeled off the ice on a stretcher after going headfirst into the boards. He is in stable condition at a hospital. The team also losing center Nolan Patrick. He played just a minute 37 over three shifts after he had to exit. The Golden Knights back at it when they match up against the Blackhawks, a game that will be coming up tomorrow. The UNLV baseball team looking to add to their perfect Mountain West start. They're 3-0 in league play. This weekend they match up against San Jose State. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This sports flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug. Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Calling all coffee lovers. Hold on to your mugs, because Panera's Unlimited Sip Club is offering the unreal deal of unlimited coffee for only $8.99 a month. Don't worry, you're not dreaming, because when we say unlimited, we mean unlimited. Unlimited boosts all day long. Unlimited smells of your favorite aroma. Unlimited sips of premium hot and iced coffees. Sign up on our app today to get your first month free. Panera, the familiar made fantastic. Plus tax, first 3 month limited time offer. Restrictions apply. For complete details, visit www.panerabread.com/unlimitedsipclub.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, more and more people are they're starting to call me and text me and reach out to me on social media, on Twitter, about gas prices. And it's not getting any better at all, and it's a little scary. I had a chance to visit with Paris Denard about this, and Paris Denard is the national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. They have started going to gas stations, convenience stores, gas stations, any place that sells gas, in states like Arizona and North Carolina. And they're actually doing voter reg, what we call voter reg. It's voter registration at the pump. So somebody's pumping gas at $5.59 a gallon, and somebody comes up and says, "Would you like to re-register as a Republican?" And more people are doing that. I thought that was a great idea, and I asked Paris Denard, who came up with that idea?
Well, you know, our chairman, Ron McDaniel, had asked us about doing this a couple weeks ago, and last Saturday out in California, we did our first voter registration drive at a gas station in response to the Biden gas hike. And we rolled out last Saturday a nationwide plan to take this to different states. And so we've been in Arizona. Today we're in New Berlin, and we're going to continue to go to different target states to launch this effort, because it's important for the American people to know that you have an alternative. Yes, there are consequences to elections. One of them is when you put in Democrats who enact these radical policies that actually hurt everyday Americans. We are going to go to gas stations, and we're at gas stations, and we're telling voters a couple of things. One, if you've moved, if you've changed your address, if you're new to the area, make sure you are registered to vote so you can hold these people accountable. Secondly, if you want to learn more about what the RNC and your local Republicans are doing, sign up. And then the last thing is, if you want to get mobilized, if you want to go door to door, if you want to get training, you know, we are here to do that. And so it began, like I mentioned before, in California, and we're having them in Arizona, and we're going to go in North Carolina, Colorado, Florida, and a whole host of other states like Texas, Wisconsin, and Ohio. So it's important for us to be present. And here's the thing. It's unfortunate that in America today there are so many disgruntled people going to gas stations, because they know that a year ago, even in Las Vegas, last year was $3.30. Today the average is $5.20. That's the real life impact. That's why we're there, because people are very hurt and they're having to choose between food and gasoline. And that's inappropriate. That's wrong in America in 2022. But it's because of Joe Biden and these radical Democrats pushing these Green New Deal, go out and buy a new electric vehicle policies that are not addressing a long-term energy strategy to make sure that American independence is strong when it comes to energy.
And by the way, I don't have $55,000, $60,000 to buy a Tesla. Sorry.
Exactly.
I'm all out. And the idea, the notion that the Biden administration is pushing is that this is just transitory, that this will abate, and that prices will come down dramatically. But it's not happening, is it?
It's not happening at all. And look, your neighbors just next door to you in California are going to Tijuana, Mexico, to get their gasoline because it's so much, like $2 cheaper in Mexico than it is in California. This is a real problem that has long-term impact, because the Biden-Harris administration is focusing this issue, this crisis, on a short-term micro level. But when you pull back the curtain on this, you understand that it's not just the gasoline hike that Biden's caused. It's also the inflation that he's caused. And I just read an article about lunch inflation, which means, you know, things more expensive for people to go to lunch. And so people are actually skipping lunch. And when you look at the supply chain crisis and all of the other things, the crime and the violence, the drugs that are pouring over our border because of the open border policies, with the fentanyl deaths, the leading cause of death in young men, young people between the ages of 18 and 45, these complex issues, all of these problems and crises together tell you that there's no way in the world that it's just going to be temporary and over in 30 days or over when when Putin decides to stop his war in Ukraine. The impact, the economic impact that started when Joe Biden came to office and continues right now will continue well into the future, because this is not a PR problem. This is not a Russia problem. This is not a Putin problem. It's a policy problem from the Biden-Harris White House and the Democrats that control the House and the Senate.
Again, Parrish Dennard joining us, Republican National Committee national spokesman. And I've got to ask you, the president yesterday in Brussels was very, very upfront, and he warned of food shortages worldwide. That means including here in the United States of America. Do you buy into that? Do you think there is a possibility that the most prosperous nation on the planet could end up having food shortages?
We're already there. And see, that's just the thing. He wants – this is what Biden-Harris administration continues to do. They try to tie the supply chain crisis that has not been addressed and fixed and solved to Putin. There are people today who are struggling to put food on the table because of the economic policies of Joe Biden. And so now what he's trying to do is say there will be food shortages, knowing full well that for months on end, for a full year, people have been struggling to put food on the table. And the supply chain crisis was struck, which is preventing a lot of the things that people need, and especially from a nourishment standpoint, from getting to restaurants and grocery stores and kitchen tables. And so, yes, the problem, the crises of food shortages are already here in America. He's trying to find somebody else to blame for it when he needs to blame himself.
I want to ask you, because we've been talking about it all week, Ketanji Brown Jackson, the nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. They just completed 4 days of hearings in the Senate Judiciary Committee. What was your impression of Ketanji Brown Jackson?
I think that she was a very poised woman who failed to be fully prepared for the tough questions that she received from Republicans. I think that they prepped her to go through this with a presumption of confirmation without really digging down on some fundamental answers for her to be able to supply to the American people, such as what does it mean to be a woman? Why did you have a consistent sentencing of being lenient on child pornographers? Why did you have no judicial philosophy? Do you know who Janice Rogers Brown is? Were you aware of her being filibustered for 2 years by people like Joe Biden and the Democrats in the Senate? Yeah, she was poised to be the first black woman on the Supreme Court 15 years ago. Explain your position on the Lockheed Martin case. Explain yourself, these decisions that you've made. And I think that this confirmation hearing left more questions than answers. But I am proud of the way that the Republicans conducted themselves, because they asked her very tough questions about her own record as a jurist in a very respectful manner, which is contrary to the way Democrats treated Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett.
Well, and does it mean that we should change the way we question nominees for this high office? To me, the idea of nominees being able to say, well, I can't talk about that, or I won't talk about that, or I won't answer that, or I know how I feel personally, but I'm not going to tell you, like teasing, kind of dangling the cheese, so to speak.
I think it is fair for judges not to, or whomever, because you don't have to be a judge on the Supreme Court, but for whoever the nominee is, to not answer specific questions that could potentially impact the way that they would a pending case that is going to be before them. That's fair. But fundamental questions about their own records, fundamental questions about what it means to be a woman, I think you can answer that.
I think so, too. Parrish Dennard, the Republican National Committee national spokesman, joining us earlier in the program. Stick around. A personal story about the energy crisis that we are facing, the high gas prices that we're facing. Plus, we're going to give away a $50 gas card. Yeah, just less than 5 minutes from right now. So stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root. This afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. President Biden says we will have higher prices on fuel and everything else, including groceries, because of the Russian invasion of the Ukraine. Well, he is right and he is wrong. We will have higher prices on everything, but he is wrong about why. Why is because we are not energy independent. We are not energy independent because his administration has bowed down to the radical left wing of his party and done everything they could to cripple domestic energy production. If we were energy independent, we would not be affected by problems in the Ukraine or the Middle East or anywhere else. Not my monkey, not my circus. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 3691321. QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com.
I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director for Gun Owners of America, and I am here on the ground in Nevada, ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Please join me and my special guest, Assemblywoman Annie Black, this Saturday at 1 p.m. at our Las Vegas office at 570 South Decatur Boulevard to learn how you can help us join the fight. If you can't make it, then please go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help. Gun Owners of America paid for this ad.
Sue and her wife Helen meet their son every Saturday for lunch. One week, they were late because Helen didn't realize it was Saturday. At the restaurant, they enjoyed their usual favorites and caught up. But after the meal, Helen got upset because she needed help calculating the tip. Sue missed 3 of the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. Did you? Be aware of confusion with time or place, challenges with problem solving, and changes in mood or behavior. Know where Alzheimer's and dementia hide. For more information, visit alz.org/Nevada and click on Know the Signs. Are you or someone you love showing some of these signs? Help and information is available. Visit alz.org/NEVADA. This message sponsored by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where real life intersects with public policy. And many times we forget that real people are impacted, like our own gentleman Jim Dallas, who in his off hours is a successful Uber driver, but he is having to make some hard decisions about Uber and how often he goes out. Gentleman Jim Dallas joining us from the other side of the glass. Talk a little bit about the increase that you've seen just in the price of gasoline. You're a guy that when you drive, you use a lot of gasoline.
Absolutely. And the thing is whenever you get a call, that it's not like you can just stop and pick that person up right there because they are at the location that you need to pick them up. And who knows? I mean, that could be a mile, could be 2 miles, could be 3 miles, could be 12, 15 minutes away. You have the choice to accept that or not. But if it's slow, then you pretty much take everything. But then at the end of the day, you have to go, well, geez, you took 10 rides. You went an extra 20 miles just to go pick those people up. Well, how much is that costing you besides getting paid for the ride itself?
Yeah.
So that in itself could cost you an extra $7 or $10 a day, just part-time. You can imagine what the people who do it full-time are going through.
Tough can't decisions.
Imagine.
Tough decisions that have to be made at the personal level. Thank you, Jim. You know what it's time for now? It's time to give away a $50 gift card. Yeah, a $50 gift card, a gas card, and our way of saying thanks for listening. Here's the number. Be caller number 4 right now at 844, the number 2 in Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number 4 will be our winner of a $50 gas card. I'm so excited. Gentleman Jim will get you screened, and we'll find out who you are, who's going to win the $50 gas card. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Joey Gilbert, and I'm running for governor of Nevada. Nevada currently has the highest inflation, the highest unemployment, and the worst ranked schools. And Vegas has become one of the most dangerous cities in the nation. I could tell you it didn't help when Lombardo threw ice out of Metro, and he's only exacerbated the situation when him and Sisolak have allowed tens of thousands to be bussed into Nevada. Sheriff Lombardo and Sisolak are responsible for the colossal downslide of Nevada. Putting either of them into the governor's seat for 4 years will complete the destruction of this great state. Don't take them at their word when they tell you what they'll do once elected. Do your homework. Look at their track records. I'm against all mandates. This is America. I reopened our churches back in 2020 after beating Sisolak in the Ninth Circuit. I've been fighting his tyrannical agenda for 22 months straight. Nevada can't afford more of the same. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, and together we will make Nevada the freest state west of Florida. Go to gilbertforgovernor.com to learn more, and may God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live in